And we understand that for this thing to go everywhere is that Holy Spirit, and that's why Jesus said that I must go so he can come and lead you and guide you and speak to you. And God talks to each and every one of us, those of us that are filled with the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to tell you, it's not craziness and it's not wackiness and it's not, you know, wacko people that need to be on whatever floor of a hospital. It's a powerful thing in God's word that he said that, you know, you need to be filled and you need it. Matter of fact, our message today kind of begins with parts of that because Jesus, talking to the disciples, just quickly, Luke, in Luke 24:49, now he's went in, he's said, look at my hands, look at my feet, it is I. And then he's talking about the scriptures are open to them when he breaks bread and gives them the things. But in 49 he says, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with the power from on high. Wait until you get that power of on high before you go and do anything in this area of ministry. You're taking what I want you to do. Because as he ascended to, you know, as we get, actually, ladies and gentlemen, at this point, remember back in that day, Jesus is still walking the earth at this point in time. He walked it 40 days after the resurrection. So Jesus didn't just leave the tomb, go to the upper room, or visit where, not the, go to the room and talk to his disciples, say, here, it's me, now go and do what I've told you to do, and then he went up. He traversed this place for another 40 days, being seen in multitudes of areas by hundreds of peoples, the 12s, the 500s, or whatever, and talking. And then it was at that 40th day that, you know, he says, and then he's ascended. And then, you know, 10 days after that, the Holy Spirit, that's the Pentecost Sunday is coming. Amen! You know, that's coming up in May. And so I was looking at that because that's another powerful thing. As far as Christmas and Easter, the next powerful thing, one of the most powerful things after all that, I think, and you read articles about it, is the day of Pentecost. Because that's when the power was brought in, into that upper room with the wind and the fire and the cloves of fire on tops of the people's heads. That's the, some people say that's when the church began, you know. And so that's a foundational thing there. But looking at where we came out of last week of resurrection and Jesus sharing, and he says, go and wait until this power from on high comes upon you. Now, the next area there that I want to look at is, well, now we got these guys, and as time leads on, we're not going to get into that per se. But it's been brought up already today in some messages, and even I think as Wayne was sharing up here. And Joshua telling him what to do and how to blow and go around and tell your people, did all the people understand what was being done? No, they were just following, and Joshua was hearing the word of the Lord, and he says, I just know it's going to happen. My Lord says this is what I'm going to do. We hear things today, and we see what Jesus has accomplished. We see back then where the disciples, not just poor old doubting Thomas, but all the disciples, at one time or another, they all got to see the handprints, or the nail prints in his hand, and the feet and all that, to where, you know, this is me. After that, the thing that I loved and that I hold on to is John 20:29, when Jesus now, he's talked to Thomas at 27, reach here your finger and take my hand, or, and look at my hands, and reach your hand here and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing. And today I would tell you, do not be unbelieving, but be believing. Amen. In your faith, in what Christ has done for you. And that's the thing. Now we got to jump into that realm of faith. Blessed, and he goes on to say, Thomas, because you've seen me, you have believed. And this is where my name is now. Tim, blessed are you, because you've not seen, but yet now you believe. Jesus went on to say, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. So today, have you believed? today, are you a believer in Christ and what he did for you, and that he's no longer in the tomb, that he's risen into that right hand and seated at the right hand of God the Father? If we are that level and say, I do believe, my Jesus says, blessed are those who believe and have not seen. Because I have not physically seen him sitting there, have you? I haven't. And so I find encouragement in that. I find that how wonderful my Jesus is to tell me that if you believe this, Tim, and you've not seen this in my hands, you're blessed. And we've got to get to that level. Now, how do I do that? That falls into my level of my faith has to develop into that area. And I've got to have faith that when I read God's word, that it is God's word, and it's not man just putting things down, and oh, it's happenstance, and oh, it's just by accident. Too many things happened that cannot be happenstance. Too many years between one prophecy to when it was fulfilled. It's all laid out too neat and too organized for man to do it. How many here know man is not that organized? Now, man might think we are. We got a lot of technology. But it's still, if it's not God in it, it's for naught. I could give several examples of things even in our society today where we think we're so smart, but yet we don't have a clue. Have you ever been there? So we can look at the faith as a very foundational step that we've got to be on. Hebrews 11. We can go to Hebrews 11, and we find that as a powerful understanding of what we're finding in faith, because now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. You will have a good testimony if you are walking in faith. Because that's when you begin to see God move. That's when you begin to see God tear down that wall, remove that hill, take care of that issue. Whatever the case might be, we begin to see these things happening. For by it, the elders obtained a good testimony. This is Hebrews 11, 1. Now I'm into 3. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of the things which were visible. It all starts back, and you can go into the Garden of Eden, where God spoke it all into existence, right? Started with nothing and brought it all together. And you can continue to read, but to lack of time and to save time, if you went through the rest of that chapter, you find Abel and Enoch and Noah. It's by faith, it's by faith, it's by faith. It just drives home the point that what is it all by? Faith, our walk with God. So let's look at this. Faith is the substance, the realization of things hoped for the evidence or the confidence of things not seen. When I pray for someone for a particular need, I have to, and I do believe, that it will be answered. We had a lady come to our pantry just Friday, and this goes back 5 or 6 months back now, or even longer, and she was just having a hard time trying to sell her property. And so I said, I will pray, and I prayed. At that time I was at a counseling table, and I said, well, I'll pray. Let's pray about it. So I prayed that, you know, the sale would take place and everything would happen and it would come about. Now, I truly, when I prayed that, I was hoping to see like within a week or two. But every day after that and every week after that, I went by that house because where it was located, I would go by there quite frequently. And that sale sign was still saying for sale, for sale, for sale. But I'd have to go by that and I'd say, Lord, I see that sign saying sold. Did I see it saying sold on it physically? No, but I saw it. I had to say it. I said, Lord, I've prayed it. I know you've heard it. You know what needs to take place. It's in your hands. Let thy will be done. And Lord, at your timing, it's going to sell. And give her strength to hold on until it's done, because it's just one of these things, you know. So anyway, that's many months back. Had I prayed every day for that? Have I prayed every week for that? Well, she gets here last Friday. I haven't seen her for several months now. And she goes, guess what? I was kind of figuring, because she was pretty happy. I kind of had a clue what happened. Guess what happened? I go, I don't know. You've not been here for 3 months. You know, I haven't seen you. You got to fill out a new application. And she goes, my house sold. I said, well, praise God. She says, when that thing sold, she says, Pastor Tim must have been praying. She goes, were you praying? I go, you want the truth? I said, no, I haven't prayed for it for a while. But I said, I believe when I prayed back at that point in time, I prayed, and I was praying pretty consistent for the first few weeks and all that, or maybe month to month. Whenever I'd see her, you know, she'd come to pantry. We would kind of, okay, let's pray it and just thank God for selling it. So I said, well, no, if you want the truth, I haven't thought about it. I said, you know why? Because I said, when I prayed it that first time, I lifted it up to my God, and I knew he heard me at that time. It's just those things that you have that faith. I just believe God hears these prayers. Now, he didn't answer it the next week. That didn't make it sound like, well, my prayers went unanswered, right? We would initially naturally think that, what's wrong, God? When's it going to sell? Well, see, God's timing is not our timing. And we've got to get a clarity and an understanding that there's more going on in your life than you think you even know. You don't even know what's at the end of your life. You don't even know what tomorrow really holds, do you? But he who framed the world and put it into place, he's got it right down to the second. Tick, 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 tick. He's got your life planned at that point in time. He knows the hairs on your head. He sees a sparrow when he falls. He sees all these little things that we don't even see hardly anything change. And sometimes you can move things around a lot and people just walk in like, no, I don't see anything different. But my God, and I believe your God, if you're the same God as my God, Father, hallelujah, he sees all these, he's got all these little minute little details down. So we have got to get to that understanding of clarity of saying, Lord, I've prayed this, I believe it, I've asked your will to be accomplished in it, and then just help me get through to that time that the answer comes, and when it comes, I trust you. Amen. That's called faith. And I'm not a giant of faith. I'm not a man of giant faith. I think as all of us in here, I'm working in areas of faith just like everyone in here. Amen? So please don't look at me as, oh, he's arrived. Because I'm far from it. But I've had just enough in other areas and other beliefs and just reading his word and my times of prayer with him and just saying hi to him. And every day he gets sweeter and sweeter, man, with me. How about you? That I just have a conversation with him every day. People say, when's the last time you prayed? Well, okay. Sometimes you'd say that. Well, we have a prayer meeting on Wednesdays. We have a prayer on Sunday mornings. I prayed at my food. When people ask me that, I go, well, you know, we have an organized prayer time here and here and here, but man, I just talk to him every day throughout the day, as I believe a lot of you do too, right? I think you will find that if you get into a relationship with God to where you can just have a conversation with him no matter where you're at, sitting at a stoplight, sitting at a railroad crossing, sitting in a parking lot, going through a drive-thru, whatever the case might be, driving down the road, you know, just talk and listen to God. Faith is a substance. It's a realization. Even though it's by faith, I realize that when I speak it out, like Jesus said, greater are those, you know, more blessed because they believe and they've not seen. I just that substance of faith that I have, that I realize that my God has heard me. And what I've got to get myself lined up to is be willing to receive what he's going to answer and how he's going to answer. That's the thing that took a lot of time and work on my part. How about your part? Many times we pray, and we say the prayer, and we always want it done in the beginning. I always want it done my way. How about you? I was like, you know, I think the early Christian, or even some of our Christians before Burger King came up with that saying of, you can have it your way. Man, we were always trying to have our prayers our way. God, I know you're almighty. I know you're all powerful. I know you created everything. I know you can do everything. This is my problem, and here's how I want you to take care of it. The first part of that is all good. You just needed to learn. I needed to learn the last part of it. Just drop it. Here's how I think you ought to take care of it now. I've thought this through for many weeks. And I've tried it on my own personally, but I just can't do it. So I'm going to come up, I'm bumping it up to you, God. I'm taking it to a higher authority, power, but here's how I want you to do it. Now, if you think God is going to listen to you to tell, you're going to tell God how to do it, it ain't going to always work that way. And a lot of times it's good because he knows the outcome. And I would tell you this, probably 9, if not 10 times out of 10, if I would say, do it my way, Lord, it would probably end up in chaos. Maybe not that day or that time of the prayer being answered, but the next week, the next month, 10 years down the road. I don't know where it's at, but I just know that my mind cannot comprehend those things way out there. Because most of us live for the day. I know we try to do pre-planning on a lot of things, you know, of retirements and, ooh, if I can put so much money away, I'll have this much down the road and all this. And all that pre-planning sometimes comes to naught because all of a sudden things shift. And everything that you planned on just got pulled out from under you, and now you're going, oh, now what? So, yes, plan, but don't set it into concrete like, this is exactly how it's going to happen because there's too many variables out there. But I do know that when I do pray to God and I have a concern on my heart, when I know someone is going through illnesses or sicknesses or job needs or whatever the case might be, marriage problems, relational problems, family situations, that, you know, I can pray to God and I just have to talk to him and say, Lord, just be there and help and do or take this. But whatever it is, Lord, let your will be done and just come into that situation. I realize these things will happen. Hope for the evidence. Evidence, confidence. How many here have a confidence that when you pray, your prayers are being heard? Quickly, faith is conviction, a confidence, a trust, a belief, a reliance, a trustworthiness, and a persuasion. In the New Testament setting, it is divinely implanted principles of the inward confidence. There's an assurance within you. There's a trust within me and the reliance in God and all that he says. That's why I'm saying that if you don't, number one, have this as saying this is totally God's word, I believe you will have a difficult time surrendering all your prayers to him and that you believe that they'll be answered. Because if you have some doubts into here, you will have some doubts into who he is and what he's able to do. I've got to believe that because God's word tells me it's the inspired word of God. Well, haven't you heard that study? Haven't you heard that professor from so-and-so place? Haven't you seen or heard the news on these archaeological digs and this group? I might hear it, but I don't put a lot of weight in it. Because a lot of times after that, sometimes years after that, another study comes up and it disproves what that person said 10 years ago. It's like, well, now wait a minute. What happened there? So you've got to find and stand on this word of God. Thank you, Father. My mom, bless her heart, you know, when she found out that I was really getting hooked into this stuff, you know, with God and religion, you know, and spending a lot of time at church and talking about things of God and Jesus and reading a Bible and carrying a Bible with me. And she had told one of my family members, not within my family, but a sister, a family member, wherever they were at, that she goes, oh, Timmy's just using that Bible as a crutch. At first I went, using as a crutch? What does she mean by that? And then I thought, well, yeah. I think my mom was speaking volumes of wisdom of words there. Because I do use this Bible as a crutch. It holds me up. You know, just take this whole thing, put it under my arm, and just go down the road, man. But it does. And I thought to my, and I never conferred with my mom on this or anything like that. I just heard it through your siblings. Aren't they nice? Love your siblings. Well, you know what Mom said about you, Tim? What? You said that Bible, yours, that Bible, it's just a crutch. I go, huh? Thank God. Thank God I could sit there and take that and then say, okay, my spirit, your spirit, I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. Okay, what, Lord? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I want to lean on God. I want to lean on God in every aspect of my life. Because whenever I hadn't leaned on Him, I would usually fall over like whatever, you know. Flat on the face, on the side, bag on your back, help me. You know, has anybody ever gone through life and you're trying to do things on your own and you got things going and all of a sudden it doesn't go the way you thought and you're back on your back and it's almost like those little bugs are like a turtle. You're on your back, you can't get rolled over right. And your legs and your arms, you're just flagging and you're just like, I can't get turned over, turn me over, turn me over. Flip them over so they can get going again. But the Bible, it's a crutch. God's Word, it's a crutch to hold me up. Hallelujah. So, that's faith, trust, reliance, and all that God has said. Substance. The Greek word when we talk about faith is the substance. Substance literally means a standing under and was used in the technical sense of a title deed. Thus, faith is the title deed that are things that are hoped for. My faith is that title deed. You know, when God speaks to you and you can't describe it, but you know that God has spoken to you, and you just, it might go against the normalcy of man, it might go against what you see in the natural, but you know God has spoke to you, you've got to step back from that and say, but I know God has spoke to me, and it doesn't make sense in the natural and what I see, but I know my faith in God, I know I'm leaning on this, I know this is His true word, I know in the scripture it says that He's done this for these children of Israel, and He's done this in that particular aspect of a battle. I gotta have faith and trust that it's gonna happen. And it's that title deed that I've got. Hallelujah. Now, we can get into a lot of things here, and we don't really have time at this point in time, which is okay. But there are some wonderful things that faith accomplishes in our lives. And we'll want to get into that a little bit. Faith is vital to the entire Christian life. I don't know how you can be a firm, strong, I don't know whatever I want to say as far as notating this as far as a Christian, but I tell you what, if you don't have faith, it's hard, isn't it? Faith is the vital to the entire Christian life. It's vital for that. Here's some list of verses that would help us. And I'm not going to be able to have time to go through them all, but I want to kind of branch through them because it's like three or so pages of them. But just a couple of them real quick. We understand that God is the Creator through His Word. We read in Hebrews 11:3, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God so that the things which are seen were made of things By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of the things which are visible. Romans 5:1-2 says this, that we're going to be justified and have access into God's grace by faith. Therefore, having been justified by what? Faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Now, we have peace with God. You know, even as we looked at last week and we kind of touched upon that quite a bit, Jesus, He told all of those after He was resurrected, and He says, peace, I'm leaving peace. You know, I'm leaving you in peace. Be at peace. What's the one thing that most people don't have today? Peace. What's one thing that's really not very evident in any of our world, in any of our life, is peace. And if we can ever get to that understanding of letting people know, look what God is saying. You know, look what Jesus said about peace. Look at what this is just saying here, that therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have also have access by faith into this grace. Well, hallelujah. Thank you, God, for grace. Thank you, God, for mercy. And, you know, it says in his word, and we'll get down there possibly to it in the weeks coming up, but he's given us all a measure of what? Faith. He's given us a measure of faith. And so God is so wonderful, he kind of primes the pump, doesn't he? He knows what we need, he knows what it's going to take, and he is so loving and so kind, he says, and each one, you've got a measure of faith. And I believe I use that as a point of, it kind of jump starts it. It wasn't always there. There's a lot of things that I've had to grasp a hold of and get a clarity of understanding of in this walk with God that in my own understanding did not at all make sense. In my own teachings, my own life experiences did not make sense. But as we get further along with him, we find these things developing. And then we look back and we go, that was God back then. Wow. Thank you, God. And as he brings you further along this journey, he throws out some more things into your spirit. And then all of a sudden you're going, oh boy, I don't know how that's going to work. But I've got faith, God, that if it's you, it'll come about. And that's why a lot of times in our prayers we'll say, Lord, open the doors that need to be opened, close the doors that need to be closed, because I want to be cautious that I don't bully myself into thinking like, oh, that's God. And then you get into the situation, and it wasn't God. It was my own human fleshly desire or my own emotion that really drove me in that way. And I would much rather say, Lord, close the door and let me find your door, you know. I'm not going to go there, but, you know, God showed me that. In a couple of instances in my life when I was making some drastic changes of where I was going. As we close for today, I just want you to have a realization that how blessed we are because my Jesus told me that. And you too today, that we believe and we're blessed for those who have not seen and yet we believe. How nice it would have been to be a true disciple of that time. But how crazy it was that even those that were with him in the flesh and blood, they had doubts at times with things that he even said. And even though they saw amazing amount of different miracles and healings and ears open and being able to speak and you name it, there was still a time with some of these disciples that still had just not a quite comprehension of what really it was all about. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for us in the Holy Spirit because we are taught by the truth. We hear God unveiling these scriptures to us through that of the help of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Lord, as we come to this time today, I thank you for all that you are about and doing. Father, we are just people. But I trust, Lord, we're a people that are desiring to follow you. And that we are looking forward to pleasing you. I know, Lord, that many of us have many situations going on in our lives and the things that I'm aware of illnesses in people's lives and situations that sometimes takes the wind out of our sails, Lord, as we think about all the things people go through. And we continue to lift them up in prayer. I thank you for the answer to prayer to this lady for selling her house. It's Lord, as she said, she never had one offer on it in the 2 years that it was on sale, on the market, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord. I believe you had a part in that. You've sold it at the proper time, at the right time. Father, there's many things in our lives, even those that are sitting here today, that we've prayed and we've not seen the answer. I just pray now, Lord, that they will have an increase in their faith to just stand again. And if they need to, Lord, let them pray it again. And if it's one of those areas, Lord, let us just worship you and praise you for the answer that's coming. But Father, I just pray that we can walk in such a level of faith that it's not a boastful type thing. It's just an assurity, Lord, of who we are with you and who you are with us. I'm very thankful, Lord, that I had an earthly father, Lord, a dad that took care of me and that provided for me. And I never worried. Even though as I grew older, Lord, I found out that, yeah, there were some tough times early on in our lives and as kids and jobs and money. So it wasn't always easy for my father. But as a child of his, Lord, I never felt the worry. I never had anxiety. And I use that as a very small example of how you are as my Heavenly Father. You're always with me. You're always there. And I thank you, Father. Father, you take care of issues and things that I don't even know that are coming up. And I worship you and thank you for that. I am so thankful that when I pray to you, Lord, that you hear my prayers. Thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, that when there are times that, yes, I do get uneasy and I become even agitated at times, Lord, that I can take a deep breath and just allow the Spirit to move within me. And it helps clear out my thoughts. It helps me, Lord, refocus on you. To not give up, not to give in, but to know that you're there. And whatever the answer that it is that comes, that I can trust and believe that it is your answer and it is the right answer. In those times I don't understand it, Lord, I thank you that in my quiet times of prayer with you, you've gently shared with me why it was answered that way. And all in all, Lord, it's just a walk of faith, a walk of trust. Thank you, Lord. Father, I pray each one here today can somehow walk that out and understand that within their own lives. We're all here at different times, different levels, different understandings of faith, where faith is at in our life and what we're going through. And, oh, Lord, I do not want to pretend that I have it all, the answers, and I understand it totally. But I thank you for your word as well, that it guides me greatly when it says, just come unto you as little children. Thank you, Lord. I love you. I trust you. I know you're always there looking out for me. And I pray that for the people here today. Now, as we go, Lord, continue to be with us. Lord, as we come into a time of some music, Lord, we just want to worship you and praise you again before we leave. Thank you, Lord. Amen.